USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new and somber prediction from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. It's estimating more than 80,000 Americans could die from the virus by August. The number of virus cases in the U.S. reaching over 164,000 as of last night. Earlier yesterday, the death toll had surpassed 3,000 in the U.S. House Democrats are working on another bill, this one to focus on rebuilding after the national effects of the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying,
I hope that in this next bill that we will be able to address the concerns of our state and local governments. That is absolutely essential. We need to do more by way of our appropriations, by way of our tax code, and by way of policy, and also by way of the Fed.
She spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball, so I'm very busy and very active, and the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal, because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all, so that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Federal Reserve economist in St. Louis is predicting that the United States could see an unemployment rate of over 32% in the second quarter, saying 47 million workers may be laid off because of the coronavirus outbreak. Millions of Americans have already been laid off as states and localities are shutting down non-essential businesses and Americans are avoiding public gathering spots trying to contain the spread of the virus. A Florida pastor is facing charges for holding church services during the virus outbreak. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested yesterday after ignoring social distancing orders with a packed service at his Tampa Bay megachurch the previous day. Howard Brown was charged with unlawful assembly and violation of public health rules. Kansas is the latest state to change its Democratic primary because of the pandemic. Now it's going to be conducted completely by mail. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
An indoor training facility on the grounds of the U.S. Open Tennis Center in Queens, New York, has been turned into a temporary hospital so as to help New York City's hospitals deal with a surge of COVID-19 patients. The training area at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center is housing 350 beds for people suffering from things other than COVID-19. Whole Foods workers set to strike today to protest employee protections, or what they say is a lack of them, during the coronavirus outbreak. The company raising wages for U.S. and Canadian workers by $2 an hour since the outbreak began. But a Whole Foods labor group says their fundamental needs as workers have become more urgent. The workers at the Amazon-owned chain are expected to call out sick today to demand things like sick leave for self-isolated employees, health care coverage, and double hazard pay. And ABC and ESPN now moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 1990s Bulls. Reports are that the doc titled The Last Dance will begin airing on April 19th. The change will be announced today on Good Morning America. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.